The Amazing Race. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Detroit CEOs were back on Capitol Hill after hitching a ride on a passing freight train. Well, not quite.
Left Tuesday night and drove until midnight and then got up at 5:30 the next morning and drove the rest of the way in.
We carpooled. I drove. I drove with a colleague. We split it up about 50-50.
And things still didn't go well.
With the market share that you have, the downward trend that exists, no thinking person thinks that all three companies can survive.
But it went especially hard on Ron Gettelfinger, the head of the Auto Workers Union. Unions exist to raise wages and benefits, but he was there to cut them.
We're going to make modifications. We're not opening the contract, if you will. We make modifications, which under our Constitution, we have a right to do.
Modifications, huh? They were more like capitulations. They give back a lot of the perks that made unions such a juicy target, the payments to laid-off workers, the generous health care plans. But even that may be too late.
If a UAW membership went in these facilities and worked for nothing, according to our research, it would not help the companies that much.
And now, workers in every other threatened industry will be under pressure to cut their salaries as their economic duty, while they try to fulfill their other economic duty, which is to shop as much as possible.
We're in a race to the bottom, a race to the bottom that workers in no country can win. Because there's always somebody else or somewhere else to go that pays less.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.